So Vidurji asked question about the creation to Rishi Maitri. And then Maitri gave him the whole, how the Srishti came, Mahatattva, then Ahankar, etc. And the Lord created 23 Tattva, Devatas, then Adhibhuta and Adhyatma. So in three ways it was explained. Adhidaiva, corresponding Devata for each Bhuta, Adhibhuta, the elements, and Adhyatma, how they are in our body. Then a Virat Purush was also, how it was created, that was also explained. Now, in the seventh chapter, the Vidurji is asking some more questions. Earlier the question was about the Srishti. Now he is going to ask more subtle questions. We'll see what are the questions.
Ata Sattamodhyayah Sri Shuka Vacha Evam Ruvanam Maitreyam Vaikayana Suto Budah Prinayan Nivavaradhyā Vidura Pratyabhasata.
Sukhdevi is saying that having been explained the whole thing by Maitreya Rishi, as if to please Maitreya, now Vidur is saying something. And who is Vidur here? He says, Evam Brubhanam Maitreyam Dvaipayam Suto Buddha. Who is Dvaipayam? Have you heard this name? Dvaipayam?
Vyasji.
What is the meaning of Dvaipayam? Ayam means home. Dvip plus ayam, whose home is an island. Vyasji was born in an island, therefore his name was Dvaipayan. Ramayan. Ramayan means Ram plus ayam. Abode of Ram is Ramayan. Dvaipayan. Dvaipayan means the abode of one who is born in the Dvipa. Dvipa means island. Dvaipayan. His name is Krishna Dvaipayan. Krishna Dvaipayam means the Krishna whose body complex is Krishna. It's not fear. Dvaipayan. Dvaipayan Suta. Suta, who is Suta? Suta means son. Who is the son of Dvaipayan?
Vidurji.
And how is Buddha? He's very intelligent. Dvaipayan Suta Buddha. You know the story of Dvaipayan Suta, Vidur, how Vidur, I explained about a couple of weeks ago. Priyan Iva Bharatya Vidura Pratyabhasata. And as if to please that Maitreya Rishi, Vidurji said this. Then now it is Vidur Uvacha.
Vidura Uvacha Brahman Katam Bhagavata Chinmatrasya Vikarinah Leelaya Chapi Junjedan Nirgunasya Gunakriya.
Brahman. You see how he is addressing his guru. Vidurji is saying Brahman. Whom? To Maitreya Rishi. Why Brahman? Because he is a realized person. Any person who has realized, he knows he is Brahman. We all say, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. So Maitreya Rishi is the guru and Vidurji is the seeker. So he is addressing his guru, Brahman. Oh Brahman, katham bhagavata chinmatrasa abhikarina. Bhagavan is chinmatra, is only the consciousness. Then abhikarina, there is no modification in it. Vidur know that Bhagavan is Chinmatra. Chinmatra means Satchit Anand, only the Chit part he is telling. That means he is Satchit Anand. Avikari, there is no modification in him. Leelaya Charpi Yujya Nirgunasya Gunakriya. And how is it? Nirgun. He is Nirgun. Without any gun, without any attribute, without Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. If that be so, then how he got associated with gun and kriya even in sport leela. Many people ask this question, Bhagwan ne kyun banaya ye jagat, giving dukkha dukkha and all that, banaya kyun isko? And the answer given is, this is a leela, it's a sport, sport of the Lord. So it is said, how he got connected or associated with the guna and kriya. Guna and kriya means, guna means sattva, rajas, tamas. Kriya means according to that activity. Because he is a karta. He is without any gross body, subtle body and the causal body. He is chit sarup only. When we say he is Satchidanand, that means there is no maya, no nirguna. He is nirgun, he is nirakar, nirvikar. We all say this thing. Because all modifications happens only in the maya. Gross body, subtle body, causal body is because of maya. So his question is, tell me how even for the leela something came into him. If he is without mind, then how a thought even came into him? When I am saying he is without maya, he is without gross body, he is without mind, he is without intellect, without any causal body, mere ko batao uske man mein thought kaise aaya? Even for the leela, we all space four sports what Bhagwan ka leela hai. Why the thought of leela also came into him? How it came? Is it not a deep question?
Yeah.
We always say nirgun, nirgun, nirakar, without gross body, subtle body. Thought comes into mind only, but he does not even have the subtle body. So, kaise aaya? How a thought came? And you all say leela, leela, leela. How the thought of leela also came? Leela means sport. Very good. Let us see. The next one.
Kriraya Uttamo Bhasya Kamaschi Kirishanyadaha Swatastriptasya Jagatam Nivrittasya Sadanyadaha.
He said a child can go for a play or the sport in only two cases. Number one, if the desire from inside comes that I want to go and play. Or the others playing outside, they call him. Oh, we are playing, you come. Is that so? In kinder life also, we have seen a desire can come only in two ways. Either it is from your vasana, inside is coming. You are meditating at that time in the morning, the desire comes, copy, 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 copy. It is coming from inside. Or from the outside, ice cream wala is going with the hawker. Ice cream, ice cream. Somebody is calling you. Then it is arrives. Oh, ice cream wala has come. I have to take the ice cream. So the two ways it can happen. For a child it can happen. But how from the Lord it can happen? How is the Lord? Swataha tripta. He is fully contented. He is poorna. He needs nothing from this world. We are incomplete, we are apurna, we need something from the world to make ourselves complete. Vidurji is asking that he is tripta, he is contented. The kathamna nibhritasya, and he is nibhrita also. Nibhrita means he is one and alone only. There is nobody outside to call him. Brahman is, how many Brahmans are there? So inside he is tripta. From the outside nobody can call him. Out, do the leela. Why? He is alone only. In the case of a child, there can be other child outside they can call. Raju, come here, we are playing cricket. But in the case of Brahman, He is tripta, there is no desire. Suppose if I have no desire of the ice cream, even if the ice cream wala comes, it doesn't matter to me. We go and walk in the mall, there are so many shops, all displayed, everything is displayed. Unless I have got a desire, I don't see. They don't attract me. Similarly, Lord is tripta, he is a purna. How it has come into his mind and all that, he wants to know. These are all our questions.
Asrakshit Bhagavan Vishwam Gunamayam Mamayaya Taya Samsthapayate Tada Bhuya Pratyavidhasyati.
Asrakshit Bhagavan Vishwam Gunamaya Atmaya. It was though his own Maya consisting of Trigun. Maya has got Trigun. What are those Trigun? Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. It is with this Maya, Trigun, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. He created the whole world. This we know. It is though the same Maya he sustains. Here you see, Tatha Sanstapya Etat Bhuya. Bhuya means born. Then Pratipadasyati, that means withdraws also. So he creates, he sustains, and he dissolves. Who is doing? Maya is doing. Maya is creating, Maya is sustaining, and Maya is dissolving. Day before yesterday, we were discussing in our Atmabodha class. Sannidhi Matrena. Sannidhi, just by presence, he has looked to the Maya and Maya has started all activities. Like Sannidhi Matra, in the presence of the electricity, the light or the bulb or the fan, they start doing their function. Similarly, just my mere presence, he is not even ordering, do this, no. Just by mere his presence, everything is happening. Very good. Next verse.
Asrakshit Bhagavan Vishwam Gunamayatma Mayaya Taya Samsthapayati Tada Bhuya Pratyavipad Vidasati Deshata Kalato Yosava Avasthata Swatunnataha Avilupta Vabodhatma Sayuchita Jayakatham.
Deshata Kalata Avasthata Swata Anyata. He is different from, he is not limited by desh, kal and avastha. This means he is not limited in space. You can't say that Lord is or the Chetan or the Brahman is only in this hall. He is not outside. He is not limited by desh. He is not limited by kal. He is not limited by kal. That is why we call him kalatit. And in our last Vivek Chudamani class, we proved it that he is Kalatit. He is not limited by space also. And avasthata, even the circumstances, avastha, that also they cannot limit him. He is different from all this. Then the question arises, a vilupta avabodhatma, and his consciousness is Chetan, is abhilupta, cannot be removed, is eternal. Sa yujyate ajaya kathan, then how he got connected with the ignorance? We all know he is not limited by desh, kal and vastu. We always say. So now the Vidurji is asking this question. You all say this desh, kal, vastu, aparichinna. I accept. And his Chetan Sarupa is eternal. That also I accept. But how he got connected with the ignorance? Because of we connected to the Maya or ignorance and we all have become ignorant. No? We really are Brahman. But we don't consider ourselves Brahman. We consider ourselves Jeeva. So Vidurji is asking how he, being a Chetan and not limited by desh, kal and avastha, how he is connected and how he is suffering. And this Chetan Tattva, he himself cannot erase and nobody else can erase. We can destroy our body, but we cannot destroy the Atman. And Atman himself also cannot destroy Atman. Such is the situation. How this person, how this entity got connected with the ignorance? Vidurji wants to know. Kaise connection hua? Very deep questions.
भगवान एकैव एष सर्वक्षेत्रेषु अवस्थितः अमुष्य दुर्भगत्वं वा क्लेशो वा कर्म विकृतः.
It is the Lord alone who is present in all bodies. That we have seen. The Atman, the sentiency in all beings is one and the same. And it is the Lord. Only two things are there. Many times we have seen Atma and Anatma. And each one of us, why each one of us only? Each being has got the same Atman. From that standpoint, we all are one. Now, Vidurji's question is that if the Lord alone is present in the all bodies and he is bhokta, he is enjoyer, identified with the body, we become karta, bhokta and jnata. Unidentified with the body, he is a karta. The moment he is getting identified with the body, with the upadhi, he becomes karta, bhokta, jnata, knower, enjoyer, doer. So the question is, how can there be ill luck? Here the word has come, durbhagatvam. How durbhagya? How ill luck can come to such a person? Not only that, how can he suffer an agony due to the karma? When he is associated with the upadhi, then he started doing karma. So by that karma, how agony, how the suffering is coming? So one thing is very clear here. Brahman without upadhi is purna, is ananda swarup. When he is associated with the upadhi, then comes karta, bhokta and all these things. The question is, this entity, how he becomes the, he is experiencing illa, durbhagya. Durbhagya means sorrow. And how is suffering because of the karma? So one thing is clear, that all sufferings are coming from karma. All sufferings are coming from karma. People say, mera durbhagya, my ill luck. So who has created that ill luck? Your karma. You see, fruit of action will always follow action. First you do the action, then you get the karma phal. Fruit of action will come later. If you do a good karma, the fruit of action will be good. Good fruit of action means what? Sukh, happiness. So when you get happiness, that means it is a result of an action which is good and it was done in past. Karma was done in past, result has come. You see, always there is some time lag between karma and karma phal, in the fruit of action and the action. Some action may give you instant result. You are hungry, you eat, your hunger is satiated, immediate result. You are thirsty, drink a glass of water, thirst is quenched. Immediate result. But if you sow a mango tree, mango seed today, the fruit will come after. 10 years, 15 years. Similarly, there are many karmas which will give you result after maybe 5 life, 10 life, 60 life, 100 lives. So if you are sukhi today, that means I have done something in the past. If a baby is born in a rich family, it is because of good action done in the past life. If a baby is born in a poor family, it is because of the action done in the past. So suffering or enjoyment is because of our karma. And who has done it? Who has to enjoy and suffer? I have to enjoy and suffer. Is this very clear to you, the science behind it? If you are suffering, the cause is your karma, not others' karma. But sometimes we are associated in the family, we get the karma because of the associated people also. But mainly it is because of our own karma. Here the word klesa has come. Amusya durvakatam va klesa va karma vikrut. Klesa, we will see there are 5 types of klesa, it will come later on, I will explain.
Etasmin me mano vidvan kiddate jnana sankale tanna paranuda vibho kashmalam manasam mahata.
My mind, O sage, is much distracted, khidyate, stuck, agitated by these questions. And the problem is the jnana. A jnana of what?
Our own true nature.
Vidur is not knowing his true nature. But he is an advanced seeker, these questions have come into him. He knows what is Maya. But he still is agitated. It is not because that he has lost wealth, he is not agitated because of that, or he is not sorrowful because of the wealth is not with him. Because he has left his post and he came out from there. He is not sorrowful because all his relatives died or whatever has happened to them. He is not sorrowful for that. He is sorrowful because he is not able to see the Paramatma. We are sorrowful for something else, not for the Paramatma. But Vidur had left his home, left the ministership. He was the prime minister, left it. All his relatives and everything he left. Many of them died also. He is not sorrowful for that, but khidyate, he is sorrowful. Why? Because he is not able to see the Paramatma. That is why he is sorrowful. So he says, remove my, oh my Lord, this great confusion of my mind. Where is this confusion? Confusion is in my mind. Where is the Lord? Lord is also in mind. If I have to meet my Lord, where I have to go? I have to go to my mind. Why in mind? You all have learnt in Tattva Bodh. You are not coming in Tattva Bodh.
Manji can say.
It is a subtle body. You see, the Atman is everywhere. Everywhere. But it reflects in the subtle body. The sun is giving light everywhere, but it reflects in water only. Not on the earth. Reflection happens only in the water. Why in the water? Because the water is subtler than earth. How do you say? We have earlier seen, from Maya came Akash, from Akash came Vayu, from Vayu came Agni, from Agni came Jal, water, and from water came. So who is subtler? Water is subtler. Similarly, in our body also, there is a subtle body. We call it Sushma Sarir. In the Sushma Sarir, there are 17 items, out of which one item is mind also. And that has got the capacity to receive the reflection of that Atma. And from that mind, it comes to our gross body. So if you want to meet Atman, we have to go to mind. And that is what we do in the samadhi or in meditation, what we want to do. We want to meet him. So we withdraw our all senses and we want to reach there. Good. Then.
Sri Shuka Vacha Saiktham Jodhita Kshatra Tattva Jigyasuna Munihi Pratyaha Bhagavad Chitta Smayan Nivagata Smaya.
Sri Shuka Vacha Sukh is now saying, Saitam Chodita Tattva Tattva Jigyasu Namani. Tattva Jigyasu. Who is Tattva Jigyasu here? Vidur. And he is asking the Muni. Muni means the Maitriya. And how is the Maitriya? It is said Gatasmaya. Gatasmaya means without pride, without ahankar. Earlier he has addressed him as Brahman. And the teacher has to be anahankari. Our formula, consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Vidur is consciousness plus ego, jiva. Jiva minus ego, Maitri Resi is without ego. So jiva minus ego is equal to Brahman. Therefore, Vidurji is addressing him Brahman. And Maitri Rishi quality is mentioned here. Without ahankara. He was totally devoid of the pride and remembering God in mind. Remembering God in a Bhagavat Chittaha. You see, his mind is where? Bhagavat Chittaha. And where is our mind? Jagat Chittaha. Our mind in Jagat. So it's Bhagavat Chitta. Swanim Katasma and smilingly. He answered. You see, when you ask a question to a teacher about the Atman, he is very happy at that time. But when you talk about the sansari things, mere ladki ke liye ladka batao. Then he thinks inside of kya mere ko poochta hai. So when a teacher gets such a student asking about the Atman, he becomes very happy. So now Maitri is giving answer, beautiful answer. Very briefly, but beautiful answer he gives about the questions asked by Vidurji.
Maitre uvacha seyam bhagavato maya. Yanna yena viruddhyate Ishwarasya vimuktasya karpanyam utabandhanam.
Seyam, sa iyam, iyam, this bhagavato maya, that is the maya of Bhagavan. How is that? It's the mysterious power of the Lord. It's indeed that which brings about the bondage and misery. Brahman is nirgun, nirakar, purna, Ananda Swarup. When he is associated with the Maya, then the question of bondage and mukti comes. Bandhan and mukti are in the mind. It's not there in the Atman. Brings about bondage and misery to the free and lordly spirit. Vimuktasya, that spirit is free. But the bondage to that spirit has come. We are all Brahman. When associated with this body, we are now bound. We are now bound. And it is against all principle of rational thinking. Viruddhate yanena. It is, you can't even think how this Maya is creating. Beyond all things. Guruji says that you can't understand Maya by logic. by tark, by logic, you cannot understand it. Paramatma is a vikari. There is no vikar in him. There is no relation with the Paramatma, but appears. The whole creation is not there, but we see creation. Paramatma is always there. We are not able to see Paramatma. Two divergent things. Paramatma is always present. We are not able to see him. This whole world is not there, but we are seeing. That is Maya. It is Asat. So all the questions we are asking, why we are in the Maya, is it not so? All these questions will arise only when you are associated with the Trigun, we are with the body, with the mind. Then only this question will come to you. So you are asking a question when you are associated with the Maya. And by logic, you cannot get the answer. But when we are awakened to the Paramatma, this Maya is gone. When you are awakened to the Paramatma, this Maya is not there. Why? The meaning of the Maya word also states the same. Ya, ma, sa, maya. That, ma means no, that which is not there is Maya. So anything created by an entity which is not there, the creation also will be non-existent only. But how will I come to know? So we have got a dream, and each of us know very well the dream. While you are dreaming, at that time, if a guru comes and a teacher tells you, oh, you are dreaming, you are a queen or a king. You are not king and queen. You are other than king and queen and king. Will you accept that guru? No. You will not accept his advice. But when you come to the next state, Jagrat Avastha, in the waking state, at that time you think, yes, Guru told me in the dream, this is dream. At that time I did not accept. But in the Jagrat Avastha, you accept, yes, Guru said in the dream, now I know. When you go to the another state, you come to know. Similarly, so long we are with the body, within the Maya, you will not get the answer. Moment you get awakened to the God consciousness state, you know that this is not there, this is not existing, this is not permanent. Then I will not give much importance to the world which is changing, which is perishable. We are giving much importance to this changing and perishable world. Once you know the reality, once you know the nature of this world, and once you know the nature of the Atman, they are totally different. Since we are associated with the impermanent thing, we are sorrowful. Next one.
Yadarthena vinamushya pumsayatma viparjayah pratiyata upadrashtuhu swasirascedanadikah.
It is because of this Maya, jeev appears to be bound. It is because of this Maya, jeev appears to be bound. Actually, it is not bound. In reality, it is not bound. Where is this bondage?
Mind.
Nobody has tied us with the rope. It's not bandhan like that. It's not physical bondage. It is the bondage in our mind. And where the mukti will happen? That also in the mind. Just a man sees beheaded in the dream, even though in reality his head is not been severed. Suppose you are dreaming and somebody has come and cut your head. It has not really happened. Similarly, this bondage has not really happened at all. In the dream your head was cut, When you come to the Jagrat Avastha waking state, you find not all this. Head is there intact. But then in the dream, you are crying. Somebody has cut my head. You are weeping there. The moment you wake up, you find, no, it is intact. Similarly, the bondage is also like that only. In the Jagrat Avastha, the bondage is there. The moment you come to the Turiya Avastha, God consciousness state, this bondage is not there. There is no bandhan. Bandhan and mukti, both are in your mind. See, by yukti we cannot prove maya. By logic we cannot prove maya. It is just like a magician. If you go to a magic show, you will find he will show you certain things which has not happened. But when you are seeing it, it seems real. They will put a girl in the box and then with the hot hacksaw he will cut from up to down. Then after that the girl will come intact. It has not happened. The whole thing is maya. It's an illusion, illusion. But the magician is real. Magician is real. Similarly, the Atman and the Brahman is real. But the Maya is creating all these things. Therefore, it is said, Maya is anirvachaniya. It cannot be said whether it is there or it is not at all there. We can't say Maya is Sat or Asat. Sat means a thing which stays in three periods of time. We cannot say Maya will stay in all three periods of time. But by knowledge, Maya ends. So we can't say Maya is Sat. We even can't say Maya is Asat. Asat means which is not there in three periods of time. Because we are experiencing. So a whole world is creation of Maya. It stays in one period of time. It was not there earlier. It will not stay after dissolution. So for certain period it is there. Therefore we call it Mithya. But Ishwar is Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta. But the Jnani, when associated with the Maya, he becomes bound.
Yatha jale chandramasah kampadistat krito gudah drishyate sannapi drashtuh atmano natmano gunah.
Beautiful example is given by Maitri ji. Just as the movement and other qualities of water are only seen in the reflection of the moon in the water and not in the moon itself, so also self-identified with the body, that means ego, that is subject to defects of the body and not the Atman. You take a bucket of water, two buckets of water, or okay, chalo, two buckets we don't have, okay, one bucket will also do. Fill it with the water, keep it outside. In the night you will find when the full moon is there, there is a reflection in the water. Is it clear? If the water is clear, then the reflection is clear. This bucket is our gross body. The water in the bucket is our mind. And the moon is as an Atman. So if the mind is clean, like the crystal clear water, the reflection also will be clear. Now put cow dung in that water and stir it. So the water has become dirty. It's not clean. Now tell me, the reflection of the moon will be, how will be the moon's reflection? It will not be as good as the clear water. If you start moving the water, you will find the reflection is also breaking, it's moving. So here, Maitri Rishiji want to say, truly speaking, forget about the real moon. Real moon is not that affected. Your water has become dirty here, the moon is clear there. The real moon. There is a movement in the water here, there is no movement there in the original moon. He says, even in the reflected moon also, it is not tainted and it is not moving. In our ignorance, we are superimposing the movement and the impurity on the reflected moon. Difficult to understand?
No.
There is a bucket which is our gross body. In that bucket we put clear water, which is our mind. And in that bucket there is a reflection of the moon. When the water is clear, crystal, there is no movement, there is no agitation, the reflection is clear, not moving. Now we make that water dirty. Making the water dirty means making our mind impure. What is that cow dung? Cow dung is association with the world. Association with the world makes our mind dirty. Association with the Lord will make our mind pure. Since we are associated with the world, our mind is impure. In that impure mind, what is there? The reflection is not clearly seen. We are not able to see our own Atman. And there is agitation. Agitation means there are thoughts, there are ripples which are coming down, up and down, up and down, up and down. The thoughts are coming. An ignorant person will say that the reflected consciousness is moving and reflected consciousness is dirty. But we have seen many times, even the reflected consciousness, which is called Sakshi, and each one of us has got that Sakshi is not tainted or disturbed by the actions of our mind, body and intellect. Do you accept it or do I have to prove it? Have I proved it many times? Yeah. Now Premaji can also prove it.
Red rose.
By seeing a red rose, my eyes don't become red. By seeing a red rose, my eyes never become red. Rose is seen, seer is eyes. If my eyes are dull, that does not mean the seer of my eyes, the mind also become dull. It is the mind who tells us you are not able to see clearly. Go and consult a doctor. Take reading glasses or distance glasses. Who tells? Mind tells you are not able to see clearly. So seer is not affected by seeing. Can we draw this inference? Seer eyes is not affected by seeing the red rose. When the eyes are defective, the eyes have become seen and the seer is mind. This much is okay. Who is the seer of thoughts in mind? Who is the seer of thoughts in the mind?
Sakshi.
Is the Sakshi, the reflected consciousness. reflected consciousness is the seer. Now tell me whether the seer will be affected by the seen. Seen means good or bad thoughts in mind?
No.
Hmm? Bolo, you have to say, you have to understand the science and say, yes, Sakshi is not affected. Seer is not affected by the seen. What is sukha and dukkha? Sukha and dukkha are only thoughts. It is only thoughts. You have seen an accident. The blood has not gone inside. Only a thought of that accident, a blood has gone inside, which made you sorrowful. It's only a vritti, sukha and dukkha. Mahatma gave another example. Suppose you are enjoying a party. All of a sudden, you come to know that your son had met with an accident. Somewhere, maybe in different country or in different state. But what will happen? You were enjoying party. You were happy at that time. The moment you got a call, one thought, you left the plate. After some time, your son's friends call, Auntie, how are you? You first say, how is my son? Tell me. Auntie, today is 1st April. Don't you know? I made you fool. What will happen? Again, you will take your plate. Start dancing, enjoying. It's vritti, it's only a thought. So with the thought of sukha and dukkha, tell me the illuminator, the witness, who is the seer of the thought, will he be affected?
No.
Seer of the thought will not be affected. Rose is seen, the seer is the eyes. By seeing red rose, eyes won't become red. When the eyes are dull, that doesn't mean the seer of the eyes. Mind is dull. When the good and bad thoughts or the sukh-dukh thoughts comes into the mind, the seer of those thoughts, which is called sakshi, which is nothing but reflected consciousness, is not disturbed. Same thing has been explained. Yatha jale chandramasa, when the reflection of the moon is in the bucket. When the bucket water is crystal clear, the reflection is clear. That is sattvic mind. When your mind is sattvic, then it will be brilliant. It will be peaceful. It will be calm. It will be quiet. In that state only you can experience it. But when we put that cow dung, when we are associated with the worldly things, I make my mind impure. And the ripples are all agitation of my mind. Continuous thoughts are coming, worldly thoughts are coming, and which is making me going up and down, up and down, up and down. So when the mind is impure, then these things will happen. If I come to know clearly about this thing, what will I do? I will stay in the world, but I will be disassociated. I will not give that much of importance to it. So this is a superimposition, theory of superimposition. In all our scriptures, in Gita, Bhagavad Gita, or Upanishad, everywhere, we have got a theory which is called Adhyarop and Apavad. Adhyarop, superimposition, and negation. Brahman is there on which the whole world is superimposed, and you have to negate that world. What will remain?
Brahman
alone will remain. You can negate the whole world, but you cannot negate Brahman. Is it difficult?
No.
There is only one Brahman. That is real, that is eternal, that is Satchidananda. On that Maya has superimposed the whole world, which is not existing. How do you say, we are experiencing it, we are here. You are in dream. I am telling you it is not there. No. It is there, we are experiencing it. We are transacting with this world. Yes, you are transacting with the world. In the dream also you were transacting with the world. But when you came out of the dream, then you said the dream was false. Whole dream was a superimposition, a creation of my own mind. This also, the whole world is a creation of my mind. So long the mind is there, world is there. The moment I go to the deep sleep, there is no world. Do you see the world in the deep sleep? There is no world. So mind is equal to world. Okay, how to remove it? Now world is there, we have to remove it, no? Achha. Chalo, dekhte hain.
Savai nirvritti dharmena vasudevalukampaya bhagavad bhakti yogena tirodhatte shanairiha.
Tirodhatte, you can remove it. Sanai, slowly, slowly you can remove it. How? Nibritti dharmena. By nipritti dharma. And one more thing is required. Vasudev anukampaya. Grace of Vasudev, grace of Lord is also needed. So the two things. One is the grace of the Lord. And second is your own effort. Nipritti dharma. We all have got a duty dharma. We are all in the pravritti dharma. We have to do nipritti dharma. We are all associated with our actions. Lord wants to tell us, do the nibritti dharma. What is this nibritti dharma? Nibritti dharma is karma yoga. Many times we have discussed this karma yoga, karma yoga, karma yoga. With this pravritti dharma, if you are not doing karma yoga, then you are binding yourself. Because we are worshipping our own ego. Scripture says, you have to worship the Lord. So long you are worshipping your own ego, ego is also a part of this jagat. It is impure. Ego is also part of Maya. It is impure like dirty water. How this dirty water of my mind can be cleansed? By bhakti yogena. You have to do bhakti. So karma yoga. Who will do karma yoga? Guru will do. Karma, you all do. Karma yoga will be done by Guru. No. We have to do karma yoga. Whether you study Upanishad, whether you study Bhagavad Gita, whether you study Bhagavatam, it is one and the same thing but in different way. Nibritti dharmena. Do your actions, that's all. But don't get attached to the actions. Nibritti. It's not saying don't do your duty. No, you do your duty. But don't get attached to it. Nibritti dharmena. If you follow this nibritti dharma, and if you have got the anukampa, anukampa means the grace of the Lord, then it will happen. It will definitely happen. The grace of the Lord is needed. and our own effort. What will be our effort? What will be our effort? We have to put in some effort. Karma yoga. What is karma yoga? 100 times I will ask you this question. And you start practicing it. Because unless you practice it, it is not going to give you result. Science, I can tell you how it will purify. And you cannot refute that science. And there is no other alternative also. But Lord has given us the choice. Karenge to wahi jo hamara man kahega. You tell me 100,000 times karma yoga karo, but I will do karma only. I will not do karma yoga. So choice is with us. Simple karma as you are doing now will bind you. It will be the cause of your rebirth. If you want to be reborn, continue. We all wish you good luck. But if you want to come out of this cycle of birth and death, then you have to purify your mind first. Bhakti yogena, nibriti dharmena, you purify your mind, then the next step is knowledge. Then somebody will come and tell you, you are Brahman, only this much. When the mind is pure, then somebody will come, are you are Brahman. You are not Jiva. Why are you suffering? And in the pure mind it will happen. Impure mind, even if I tell you 1,000,000 times, it will not happen. It will not happen. Nibriti dharmina. Okay, it's 11:30. We'll see it later.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurudeva Namaha.
In the next verse, he is going to tell you how you can reach there. In one verse, he will tell you.